for Ag Life, I'm Bill Baker with American Cattle News.
We're always there for the farmer, anything we can do.
And that's Patty Taylor with the Farm Service Agency out of Nashville. And for 37 years, Taylor has worked her way up with FSA from program technician to farm program chief.
I have seen a lot of changes. I've kind of grown up with the agency, so it's been a good ride, though. I've enjoyed every minute of it. I love agriculture, so it's a fitting job for me.
She also says it's an important job to make sure the cattle industry has the resources it needs to get through those bumpy times.
Well, with the cattle industry, like you said, it's kind of a roller coaster. It goes up, it goes down. Mainly with FSA, we do have some conservation programs that can help with the cattle industry. We can put in ponds through with the NRCS office. They do the specifications, and when we do the payouts, we have a livestock forage program where if there's a drought, we can pay for a certain amount of loss of pasture and grass. Plus, we also pay for the number of cows. It's a combination of both to what we make our payments on. So we do help the beef industry, too. We try to take care of our cattle people just like we do our grain and row crop farmers.
One thing that Taylor has observed through the years is that cattlemen and women are stewards of the land.
They absolutely are. And I mean, if you don't take care of the land we have now, they don't make any more of it. So we need to make it. We need to take care of it. We need to keep it productive. And some of the best ways to do it is to conserve the land that we have, put in filter strips, structures, waterways, whatever it takes to maintain the soil erosion on the farms.
And she says FSA continues to offer important resources to farmers.
We still do certifications where the producers come in. Once a year, they report their crops, and that's a requirement to participate into our program. So we also offer low-interest loans for beginning farmers. We have a lot of different avenues we can help farmers with, and we always invite them into the office.
That's Patty Taylor, Farm Program Chief with Farm Service Agency in Nashville. Now with more cattle news on Ag Life, here's Patrick.
Bill, it was great to have a conversation with Craig Uden. He's the recent NCBA past president. He's a fourth-generation cattleman from Elwood, Nebraska. Uden has always been active in helping shape the ever-changing and challenging beef industry. He believes in giving back to an industry that's been good to him. And while he has stepped aside from the day-to-day management, he still enjoys buying and selling cattle and his customer relations title because it is the relationships that are built in the cattle industry that makes the business so rewarding. Uden is a partner in Dar Feedlot, Inc., a commercial cattle feeding operation in central Nebraska. He and his wife, Terry, also own and manage three commercial cow-calf operations.
Stay busy in the beef sector, right? I'm kind of a gate-to-plate thinker. It's kind of how I've always been, and you know, you gotta design your success at the end at the beginning.
And while president of NCBA, Uden traveled around the country building the grassroots organization and helping the states and National Cattle Association become stronger.
Well, that's what it's about. It's grassroots. When I took this, I said one of my goals is to strengthen the state-national partnership. We've had it over on the checkout side. We need it in the policy side. If you're going to preach it, you might as well live it. So it's been a lot of time this year with the states. I wanted to be there for 2 or 3 days, understand their issues, understand their people, their challenges, and help them see how we can shape them challenges and create opportunities working hand in hand from the state onto the national level.
And we talked about the trade, the fact that the 2017 year was great for the cattle industry.
2017 was a great year for all sectors of the beef industry. And you know, we've never been able to produce this high quality of product.
And the Cattlemen's College, part of NCBA, is helping increase the quality of American beef.
Cattlemen's College shows you what the available technology is and some of the opportunities out there. These producers take it home, improve their operations, and consequently you get a higher quality product at the end. And domestically, on the checkoff side, we've worked on beef safety. So when you have safe product that is high quality, kind of sells itself in the U.S. And we've seen strong demand for the U.S. And we've seen a huge global presence of an opportunity for high quality beef, particularly now expanding more and more into the Asian Pacific.
That's Craig Uden for Ag Life. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.